There's one in every crowd, and he's always that guy.
Wake up with Woodhouse.
106.3.
The greatest hits of all time for the Champlain Valley and the North Country. 106.3 NBZ FM, Heart of Glass from Blondie right there. Achieved a lot of fame from WKRP in Cincinnati, oddly enough, Jim.
Is that right?
Yeah. Or at least that's what I read on Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, then it's true then.
Yeah.
Thank God. What would we do without Wikipedia?
Oh, I don't know. But YouTube came in pretty clutch for us here. You know, when you stumble across something online, and you go, wait, what? That happened with this.
This is like a relic from underneath the church at Reims.
Really? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, our beloved leader, right?
Yes.
Bill Dickerson, who is the owner and operator and chief on-air officer.
Yes.
Of the station. I think we dug up something of his past, right?
I think we have.
Yeah, let's listen and see.
You're at the home of your cousin Bruce, about 6 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Don't forget, Hank London comes in to keep you company right throughout on a Sunday night. I don't think I would consider considering anything else. No, hey, mostly cloudy temperatures tonight with a chance of possible showers. I don't think so, though. Now, when they say a chance of showers, you have to be optimistic about those sorts of things, you know? And a chance of a few showers tomorrow as well, that's right. Nothing too much to worry about, though. Right now, it's still 54 and kind of partly cloudy. Hey, that's the four tops at the home of your cousin Ruth.
So, Jim, when I first heard that, I'm like, wait, that guy sounds really familiar.
Well, it sounds like you're DXing across the ether there, as all us radio people used to do late at night to get a station. But we mentioned what we're listening to here. This is pretty rare stuff, and the fact that it's still around after all these years is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a radio station out of New Jersey, 1510 WRAN, I believe, were the callers.
Mm-hmm.
The new home for Cousin Brucey was a reference that this disc jockey had made, because Cousin Brucey at that time owned the station. He had retired from WABC, and have we mentioned who the DJ is yet that we're listening to here?
Well, we indicated yesterday that we had strong suspicion as to who we thought it was, and we'll drop this next clip in here, and we're going to reveal who the heck it is.
Significant amount of confidence. Yes, sir. Right here in the home of your cousin Bruce, 9 minutes away from Hank London time. I would not suggest that you consider turning anywhere else. He has a great show lined up for you right here in the home of your cousin Bruce, New Jersey 15-10.
It almost sounds to me like you had to mention Cousin Brucey in every talking opportunity at that station.
Yeah.
But that is some fine. How did you come across this?
I was just querying on YouTube. Actually, no, it wasn't YouTube where I started off, but that came up. There was two air checks at the station. One was an hour long of Cousin Brucey, and then there was this one of about a couple minutes where they didn't name the jock on the air. But my God, do I know that voice.
It's our own Bill at the station, and I guess the station eventually fell into disrepair, and eventually the building burned, from what I understand.
Yeah, but I did email Bill when I found it, because I had to. Is this you? And he goes, you're correct. And that
There's no hiding, Jimmy. He told me once they'd never find it, but leave it to Woodhouse. He found it. That's great.
Well, actually, it was Craig from Legal who found it.
Well, was it? Well.
Woodhouse, the guy's next to useless sometimes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, we're talking, what year was this again?
1981.
That's a long time ago.
Before my time.
And before mine, too.
Yeah.
In 1981, I think I was, I was making commercials at Channel 5 is what I was doing then.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like you said, it's rare that these things are preserved. You mean, thank Christ, my early air checks from high school or 2014 even. I'm glad they don't exist.
Yes, I have some of my very original air checks from when I was working in Glens Falls. I used to record myself at home on a reel-to-reel tape recorder. I could kind of critique myself when I got home. And I put all those tapes away in the attic, and I hope they're turning to dust up there, because you just that was too long ago to listen to now. But the odd thing about this is the air check was of Cousin Brucey, and we just happened by chance to get Bill Dickerson, of all people, on the end of this.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun for us to listen to it and to plague him with it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, of course, he's out visiting his wife and his family in California. He has no idea we're doing this right now.
That's the fun of it.
It is. Coming up, we're going to do Belinda Carlisle, Rod Stewart, and Madonna. And we're going to be returning with Jim and Donnie in just a sec.
Wake Up with Woodhouse.
106.3.